Like any other 19-year-old navigating college life, Reina Kusa has places to go and things to do.
I am so ready for the weekend. What about you?
I am too. What are you going to do?
She arrives at the University of Arizona ready to rush from class to class, play her part in a student-run club, and maybe squeeze in a bite of lunch with her friends. But unlike most college students, Kusa has an intellectual disability, and that means that for her, college was until recently out of reach. Now a pilot program called Project Focus is changing that. Project Focus is a partnership between the Tucson Unified School District and the UA College of Education, funded by a U.S. Department of Education grant of $2.5 million over 5 years. Its goal is to ease the transition between high school and college for students with intellectual disabilities, which can include autism, Down syndrome, and a number of other conditions. College can offer these students many of the same advantages other students enjoy, says program coordinator Phyllis Brodsky.
Our goals have to do with self-determination and employability, which really I think is just in line with any other student who's attending college. And we're one of 27 other programs across the country also who are doing similar kinds of things. The reason we exist is we recognize that our students who have more moderate intellectual disabilities would otherwise not be able to access university life, university courses, and we feel like, as with any other student, it gives them some advantages.
Project Focus students like Reina Kusa enroll in regular classes, participate in university events, and even get volunteer and internship experience in the course of the 2-year certificate program. But the project is about more than time management skills and academics, Brodsky says. Like other college students, Project Focus participants have a chance to experience a world beyond what they've known and to learn to live independently and make choices.
When you think about choices that we make every day, everything from the smallest choice, what to have for breakfast, to those bigger choices, who do we want to spend the rest of our life with? What do we want to study? Where do we want to work? Where do we want to live? Those are those big choices that our students often haven't had enough experience or haven't been given a voice in order to make those decisions.
Project Focus staff help students and their families adjust along the way. Campus life instructor Allison Burnett, for example, connects students to university events and teaches them new social skills. She says she's been surprised by the campus community's support for Project Focus students and by the remarkable changes she's seen in the students themselves.
It's a really beautiful experience to see when you do hold high expectations, they meet them and they exceed them.
The other piece that makes Project Focus work is a system of peer mentors. 21 peer mentors, all of them fellow college students, spend 20 to 25 hours a week supporting Project Focus students. That can mean everything from eating lunch or attending pep rallies together to providing instructional support for classes or talking through problems. But the goal is to preserve a sense of independence, says peer mentor Melissa Tweet.
It's walking with them in every single step of their day, working with the decisions that they want to make and promoting them to make those decisions and to be independent in that way.
Peer mentors help make college life more manageable and fruitful for Project Focus students, but they too find themselves transformed by the process, Tweet says.
It's made me think a lot more about other people's struggles and being sensitive to that and loving everyone for who they are.
For Reina Kusa, the benefits of her almost 2 years with Project Focus are already very clear.
It was stressful at first, but I got over it. I didn't get to be independent before. I feel more freedom than ever before.
Although Project Focus is working to make itself sustainable, its future is still uncertain. Not everyone has been as supportive of Project Focus students as their classmates and peer mentors are, says Brodsky.
I think we are still fighting a number of preconceived ideas that people have about people with intellectual disabilities. The idea of preconceived notions is one of the hardest things to fight. So people have already decided who can and can't attend college based on the structure that is currently in place. And we are way outside of people's typical concept of what that looks like.
Project Focus hopes to continue its fight, Brodsky says, so that more students like Kusa will find the freedom and opportunity they never thought they could know. I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.